you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Bigs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're on the story. This is it. It is the it is game week. It is the start of the football season. We have captains. We now know the Bears captains and the leadership committee that will be in charge of making sure that this is a championship season.
Yeah, it only feels like training camp started 4 months ago, guys. here we are, week one. They got their eight captains named. They got in a bonus practice, a short one on Monday. And now they get in the kind of the regular routine for a rookie like Caleb Williams. I don't know if it becomes routine until you're taking it out of a game. When you're waking up Monday morning and going through the process of reviewing what just happened in the game and then turning the page to the next opponent. But big level of excitement in the fan base. Similarly, big level of excitement inside the building, and it's going to be interesting. Bears are, what, a four and a half point favorite for Sunday's game against the Titans. That's the most the Bears have been favored by in a season opener in a decade. You go back to 2014, they went off as a seven-point favorite at home against the Buffalo Bills. They ended up losing that game. In overtime, I think Jay Cutler was intercepted by nose tackle Kyle Williams. Ex-Bear Corey Graham might have had a pick in that game as well. But
I remember it well.
Yeah, it was just four and a half. That's not that big of a number. I'm like, when's the last time they were favored by more than that? And yeah, you go back to 14 against the Buffalo Bills.
Brad, Caleb Williams becomes the first rookie quarterback to be a captain for the franchise. He was one of eight players named. Given what he means to this team, how surprised were you? What was your reaction, and what does it say about the commitment to him?
I would have been surprised if he wasn't named a captain. I mean, the commitment to him, goodness, he hadn't been here a week. They named him the starter, and then when you watch how he's gone about his business since day one, when you listen to people talk about the work he puts in, the attention to detail, the questions that he... I think he's got, to a pretty good degree, an understanding of what he doesn't know. And when you can get a quarterback who kind of knows what he doesn't know, I think that's valuable, right? And some of the stuff he'll have to learn on the job, but the way he's gone about his business, the way you see him interact with teammates, it would have been a big surprise if he wasn't named a captain. And, I mean, let's be real. When a team has full season captains, and we've seen this stuff where you'll have a rotating group or a weekly group or whatever, but when a team's got full season captains. If the quarterback isn't one of them, 98% of the time, you just write that team off because they don't have a quarterback, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's little doubt of that. And, you know, not naming names or pointing out actual stories, but I know for a fact that there have been quarterbacks that have been named captains that weren't voted captain. I mean, there's ballot box. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, the coach will tell you, and I was told in great detail how this happened for another team. I haven't heard of it specifically happening for the Bears, but in great detail how it happened for another team where, yeah, the quarterback was named a captain and the ballots had to be recounted by the head coach to come up with that result.
And I'm not saying that's the case here, but I'm saying that value in having your quarterback as captain. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That there's so much value in it that coaches have been known to rig the damn thing. But I don't think it happened here. I think everything with him's kind of seems genuine, and it's going to be interesting to see how they play.
Brad, not to belabor the captain issue, but how surprised were you that Montez Sweat was not among the defensive captains? And what is his health?
Oh, man, as we how get many ready do you for... need?
Well, yeah, but who... I mean, the question's a valid one, though, because we talk about him as being indispensable. He's a veteran. His example is something that people follow, and he's one of four guys. And Kevin Byard's been here 5 minutes.
Right, but Sweat's one of those quiet guys where I think Byard is more naturally talkative. That didn't surprise me. You know, they don't have an offensive lineman that's a captain. I don't know that they have one that jumps out at you that says that guy's captain material. They've got some newcomers and some younger guys in that group, but eight is enough, fellas. Eight is enough.
Yeah, that's I believe a TV series. This segment with Brad Biggs, sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. Estwing.com. I have an Estwing hammer and I use it.
Yeah, I've got one too.
I know.
Yeah, if you're talking about Estwing, I can testify to the quality of that stuff.
No question about it.
And a few pieces in my basement.
Yes. And if I had another S-Wing, I'd hammer in the morning all over the... Never mind. Brad, as we look at game week and we look at where the Bears are at, we know that the injury report comes out Wednesday after practice. What specifically are you looking for? Do you believe you will learn information that has kind of dogged you throughout this preseason?
I think they're in decent shape, right? You know, they've got Neil Scales is going to be out for a little while. The long snapper, they've replaced him. Zach Pickens' situation with, I believe it's a groin at defensive tackle, but they've added some guys there. So, you know, you look at that and you say, okay, they've kind of addressed a little bit of depth right there. You're seeing Ryan Bates return from a shoulder issue that had him sidelined for about 3 weeks or so. You want to be mindful of Keenan Allen, of course, but I think health-wise they're in pretty good shape. It's an interesting matchup because what are the Tennessee Titans going to look like with a new head coach and Brian Callahan? And at least six new starters that are new to the team via free agency or the draft. They've kind of completely rebuilt the thing. Offensive-minded head coach, not a surprise. They spent the offseason focused on that side of the ball. Went out and got not one, not two, but three wide receivers for their second-year quarterback in Will Levis, DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd. Used a first-round draft pick on Alabama's J.C. Latham to plug him in at left tackle, and he'll have the local product, the Northwestern player, Peter Skoronski, next to him at left guard. Gave a huge contract to Lloyd Cushenberry, their new center, in free agency, and they picked up Tony Pollard for the backfield. So you've got this like new offensive playbook and a whole ton of new players. Four of their five offensive linemen will be new starting. They're not all new to the team, but they've totally overhauled that unit. For Levis, who went 3-6 as a rookie last year, guys, nine starts. The one couple things jumped out at me. One, I was a little surprised he only threw four interceptions in nine starts. That means he did a decent ball, decent job taking care of the ball that way. Was a little prone to fumbling. Had, I think, seven fumbles and lost four. A lot of people are curious what that offense is going to look like because you can't put a whole lot of stock in preseason. And in preseason at moments, the Titans look pretty darn good offensively.
Coming from Cincinnati, you expect them to be a quick passing game to try to maybe negate the pass rush. But the Bears likely will come after Levis with pressure. I'm wondering this, Brad. We talk a lot about Matt Eberflus and how he likes to come out of the secondary with nickel pressure and some other things. What role will Eric Washington play? He's the new guy. He's the guy that wasn't part of the second half of last season. I wonder where Eberflus ends and Washington begins on game day.
Yeah, I think on game day, he's just he's kind of a voice, maybe an idea here or there. You know, it's not like they're huddling between plays every now and then to figure out the, you know, perfect call for third and seven. But Washington, I think the biggest value for him when they hired him, the thing that struck me is this is a guy who has been held in pretty high regard as a defensive line coach that gets guys going after the quarterback, that helps guys improve as a pass rusher, that has some ideas on some of the games that you can play up front in terms of creating matchups that are advantageous for your defensive linemen in terms of twists and stunts and overloads and all the different things that you can kind of see that you really don't see in preseason, right? Preseason's vanilla football. Preseason looks like an all-star game, right? It's cover two, it's cover three. You see an occasional, you know, one guy come on a blitz, but it's very, very basic. And so Levis is going to get a lot of stuff thrown at him that the Bears haven't done yet this year in a preseason game anyway. And Caleb, I would expect to see a whole bunch of new stuff.
When we look at this particular game, you know, one of the things that Tennessee has traditionally done pretty well is throw to the running back, and the Bears struggled with that a year ago. Is that due to issues with the safeties being, you know, Brisker being in and out of the lineup last year? Why did they struggle with that?
Yeah, that's a good question because you felt like they were pretty darn good at running back, right? And Edwards and Edmonds both, I think, skilled at that. And Tony Pollard's a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield and had some decent success doing that at times for Dak Prescott in Dallas. But you know, you gotta have an eye on Hopkins and Ridley and Tyler Boyd. Can get after it a little bit as well. But, yeah, maybe a little bit of a safety thing. You know, could be kind of that's the guy that the ball needs to go to against certain coverages that they were playing at the time, right, where it's designed. Yeah, you want to check it down to the back, go ahead, check it down to the back. We're going to have to step up and make the tackle. And when you don't step up and make the tackle and turn that dump off into a 3-4 yard gain and it goes for 8 or 12, then you've got an issue. When you tackle that back and it's just a couple yards, I think the defense can say it won the down.
Brad, game week is game week in every NFL city. But I think today the calendar kind of screams a little louder in Chicago than it might in Nashville. I think we talked about during the pick six that this game means more to the Bears than it does the Titans. Do you have any question about that? Would you doubt that premise?
Oh, boy. I mean, that's... Yeah, I don't doubt that premise, but I hate the idea of saying, well, it's not super important to the Titans. I mean, it's the beginning of a Brian Callahan's regime there, mm-hmm. right? They've invested heavily to try to support their young quarterback that's going into year two. To a degree, I can follow along with what you're saying, but... I think you make a mistake when you just say, well, it's not that important to the other guy, especially at the beginning of the season, because you know they've been working and trying to build chemistry throughout that building and trying to, I'm sure, throw around the culture word, right? Trying to talk about improving that as well, and ultimately. The improvements you believe you've made are only going to be as good as your record indicates at the end of the season.
Yeah, and I'm very curious to see what Tennessee looks like in terms of its running game with Brian Callahan. You know, Bill is one of the great offensive line coaches, Southside guy. They've got Peter Skoronski, they brought
guy.
In J.C. Latham. I'm just saying.
A local
guy. They've got a local guy. They've got some highly decorated.
They'll hit you in the mouth.
Yes.
Typically.
Well, they get two running backs that can, you know, the total departure from what they've done for a long time with a high level of success in Derrick Henry with Tony Pollard and Tyjae Spears. Those are two guys that can fly. So it will look a lot different than people who followed the Titans have been accustomed to. Now, I think there's probably some natural questions about them defensively because, as I said earlier in our conversation, the bulk of their investments throughout the offseason were on the offensive side of the ball. So what they look like defensively, how effective they are rushing the passer, I mean, they've got Jeffrey Simmons in the middle of the defense, the defensive tackle. He's a fantastic player. But I think they probably feel like they're a little ways off in terms of personnel on the defensive side of the ball.
This is another one of those unanswerable questions, Brad, that are fun to ask during week one or before the opener. Who is this a bigger game for, Matt Eberflus or Caleb Williams?
Oh, boy. I think it's pretty big for the coach, right? You know, I think it's pretty big for the coach because a lot of people thought he might be done at the end of last season. But you obviously want to see Caleb get off to a nice start and look comfortable, right? And you want to see him perform well. But if we're going to have that conversation, I think I would side with the head coach.
Interesting. I mean, it's important for the rookie, but don't get me wrong. I think you might be right there. 0-4.
There's not going to be doubts. If Caleb doesn't play well, there won't be the doubts building about his validity as a starter. Whereas if Fousey doesn't win,
they'll say he needs a storm.
If they lose this game, you guys will have callers Monday morning suggesting that Eberflus be fired, right? I mean, let's just see. That's the nature of at least
we had
part
a texter
of the population
predicting week six he was going to be fired this morning. So you're exactly right.
Week six because the McCaskies are going to do something that they've never
done. Yeah,
and their ancestors never
haven't they watched
either,
Hard
right?
Knocks?
Okay. What's that?
Hasn't anyone seen Hard Knocks? Flusie's a different guy now, right? That's what they're selling. He's a different coach this year.
Wait, is tonight the last episode?
Yes. You and George McCaskey are going to be thrilled.
I found it pretty boring, guys.
Don't tell that to David. I suggested that once
I know.
Shut down.
David and I have had some text exchanges where, you know, it's clear he doesn't want to talk about that. So then I make some some very fair points about the Cubs, and he defends the Cubs as well. So I'm very interested to tune in a little bit later in the show when you guys have Jed on.
Oh, I wish you were part of that interview, buddy. Brad.
Let me ask you something about their receiving core. Is DeAndre Hopkins still with us? Is he injured? What's his status?
The Titans? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just curious. They got Calvin Ridley, right? I mean, they got a lot of guys you've heard
Ridley.
Of, but yeah.
Yeah, I think he's all right, but he's a guy that when he's been healthy, right,
pretty
effective. So
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
We'll wait for the depth chart. We'll wait for the injury.
Yeah, you keep
report.
Seeing – you look at you look online, though, and people are speculating that he's going to be traded. So maybe they feel good about what they've got from some of these other newcomers. Levis is interesting to me, though, guys, because he's a big guy, big arm, shoot – He only won three ball games last year, but one of them was going into Miami, and the Titans scored two touchdowns in the final 3 minutes to upset the Dolphins 28-27. And I know that wasn't a perfect Dolphins team by any stretch a year ago, but it was not a good Titans team. And to do that on the road with rallying from a significant deficit late was evidence that he's got a little moxie to his game.
Great stuff, Brad.
Great stuff, Brad. Have fun, buddy. Enjoy the end of Hard Knocks tonight.
Enjoy that one. We'll talk tomorrow. Well, we'll text tonight.
Have a great day, guys.
See you, buddy.
I'm sure I'll get a text
that
tonight.
Our guy, Brad.
That's
Biggs.
Guaranteed. By the way, great point about DeAndre Hopkins. Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. He's been out the preseason.
Has he? Yeah.
But he's back in the building.
He is.
And there's kind of iffy status, but he had a strained knee. But if he's healthy, that's a different passing game. That's a different weapon. I know he's old. I know he's washed.
Right.
But he's a guy in the red zone that could be a factor if he's on the field.
312-644-6767. Mully and Hall on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I think we're in the beginning stages of the plan, but there's certainly things that he's probably seen before and some that he hasn't. And you know, I think there's an adage in football where you see things until you prove you can handle it. And I think that that's all part of putting a plan together for a young quarterback is making sure that they're not seeing it very clear. And whether that's pressure or coverage or shit or disguise, whatever that looks like for us, it's try to keep him as off balance and uneasy as possible. And again, it doesn't mean just pressuring. That just means how we're handling our defensive structure in the game as well. So it's a holistic approach, obviously, but we're going to need all of it to go up to Chicago and win.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. That's Brian Callahan. And he, of course, the son of a Southsider. His father, I believe he began his coaching career in the Catholic League.
Bill Callahan's well known in these circles.
Sure.
Well respected around the league.
Yep.
Definitely a guy who was going to go with his son to make an impact. You know what you're getting with the Titans offense. Mm-hmm. I think the one thing that maybe, Brad talked about the Titans offense, the 1-2 punch and all the things, and we talk about DeAndre Hopkins. Mully, they remade their defense.
Right.
Because they had to. Seven or eight new starters. They spent the money. They did the investment. They revamped their secondary. They got a free agent from Cincinnati. They got L'Jarius Sneed. You know, he was a very good player. Very good player with the Chiefs. And so they are different defensively. And that unknown could be good. It could be bad for the Bears. You just don't know.
Right.
There's so many unknowns here. And I think that it's good to hear Brad sort of be his typically sobering approach to it. Like, because the Titans, this means a lot to them as well. First year coach, first time as a head coach, new defense, kind of smash mouth approach offensively. Young quarterback that needs a good game. So this
Will
is
Levis, your guy?
Your guy. No. Don't give him to me.
You're the mayo man.
I hate Not mayo. Me. I hate sweating mayo. I hate eating mayo. I hate mayo, period. That's a controversial take. I'm not a mayonnaise guy or Miracle Whip.
You do not want a BLT.
I do not. But if I had, no, I love a good BLT.
Just no mayo?
Hold the mayo.
I don't even know if you can have a
BLT
without mayonnaise.
Yes, you can.
It.
A little extra butter.
Do it all the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
See? I don't know what you're eating.
I'm eating a BLT as it's properly prepared.
You can eat a BLT without mayo.
You can eat a BLT.
It's not a BLTM.
That's right. If it was mayo, you would have the M. It's not a BLTM. Thank you, Dustin.
We are going to have to get a ruling on that.
That's profound.
We're going to need a ruling.
It's
someone.
Not a BLTM. That's a quote of the show so far. Anyway, we digress.
Oh,
you were talking about DeAndre Hopkins before the
break.
Well,
I was just saying that here's the thing, David. There are these veteran players that are out there that don't necessarily embrace training camp. Dare I say it that way? I'm not saying
the
he's
Bears
not
have
hurt.
A couple.
He's got a knee. They got a guy.
The Bears have a couple.
They got a receiver. It's kind of in that. He's got had some cleat issue and has some. Is it a foot problem? What are we calling Keenan Allen's issue? But they had people like criticizing.
A cleat issue.
Yeah, it was his cleats. Wasn't that what we read? That his cleats.
We're too tight.
Too tight, or his cleat hurt his bottom of his foot. He was having a foot issue based on the shoe.
The shoemaker does not want to hear that.
The cleat.
Whoever he is endorsing or wearing, I don't know if what is Keenan Allen wearing? You don't want to hear that he's got a cleat issue.
We better not say. Let's speculate.
Let's not speculate.
No, let's not.
But I think you're right. So
yeah. So I'm just, and I'm not saying he's faking it or whatever.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins is back in Tennessee, reportedly. The story that I was referencing was from last night or overnight.
Mm-hmm.
He had a strained knee throughout training camp.
Yeah.
He doesn't need, because he's DeAndre Hopkins, he doesn't need 5 weeks of training camp to prepare to go up and get it.
Yeah.
He's a good player. When the ball is at the 18-yard line and he's one-on-one against Tyreek Stevenson, and Will Levis says, you know what? I'm going to throw the ball up to see if DeAndre Hopkins can get it. He doesn't care how much training camp practice he missed.
He's 32 years old. He was a first-round pick, number 27 overall by Houston in 2013.
At one point, he was the best receiver in football.
Yeah.
Quietly, maybe, but overlooked, possibly, but he was the best receiver in football.
Mm-hmm.
There was a season or two where he could easily be referred to as that and nobody would blink. You're right, though. You know who else is 32 is Keenan Allen. Good point. If you're expecting Keenan Allen to flip the switch and be a factor on Sunday and this season, I think the Titans and their fan base have every reason to think that DeAndre Hopkins is going to do the same. You can't rule that out if you're the Bears. If you're Matt Eberflus, he scares you. That offensive line concerns you. You have a defensive line in the Bears that you don't necessarily fully trust yet. So, yeah, there are reasons for worry. That's why, season openers are so hard to predict.
So just for the sake of discussion, and I find this interesting, DeAndre Hopkins a year ago, 75 receptions, 1,057 yards, 7 touchdowns. I'm just saying, that's a guy that just plays wide receiver at a professional level. And
it's more than just a guy.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're saying. 1,000-yard potential, I don't care how many games are in a season. When you catch more than 1,000 yards, and you have more than 1,000 yards in receptions, you're getting open, you're making catches, and you're somebody the Bears better respect and account for.
That's all.
They also have a guy in the middle of that defense. Oh, by the way, Jeffrey Simmons, he could be a problem. He could be a problem. If your guy, Nate Davis, doesn't play and bring his A game against his former team, do you think that'll be the thing that flips the switch for Nate Davis? Could that be the factor that motivates him to do something that we notice or that makes us kind of say, oh, now I get it?
I don't know. I that is a bit of a reach for me.
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying.
I'm looking. I'm searching.
I hope you're right.
You know what I mean?
I hope he's motivated against his old team. I hope he's motivated, whatever the reason.
That's the biggest indictment you can make for a professional athlete, I think. And I am with you 100% here. When you question somebody's motivation,
well,
you wonder if it's ever going to return.
I think we know what motivated him to sign in Chicago.
Well, players who get paid and then see a relative decline, it's fair to wonder these things.
Sure.
And he fits that category.
Yeah, I think he ought to be aware that his guarantee isn't as much as he thinks. Listen, they need him. He's a starter. He's lined up where he's supposed to be. But, you know, there's no way he's back next year if he has another year like last year.
Oh, gosh, no. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I want to see him contribute this season. I think, and I wonder this, if Ryan Bates had been healthy throughout training camp, I wonder if Nate Davis would be starting Sunday. We'll never know. But Ryan Bates is somebody clearly they're enamored with.
I think that Bates would have been starting at center, although I don't understand that entirely.
And I don't either.
I think that there is a danger, depending on how that unfolds, there's a danger of like kind of Cody Whitehair revisited with that. You know, when you talk to a guy that watched him through high school and college and in the NFL and has not seen him play center yet.
I don't like that.
That's for your starting center. You're kind of like, what?
If I'm a Bears fan, I'm feeling pretty good about Coleman Shelton being my center. Only
Dustin
because
isn't.
I know, but like I think he lines people up. He's the consummate
he's
coach on the field.
Center in this
he's a guy that knows you know, how to – it's a dumb thing, and maybe you know Olin would be better explain it Sunday on the pregame show. Looking forward to
I'll
ask
him.
So the processing and the way your brain works and your muscle memory, snap ball, you know, see defense, make read, snap ball, all these things that a center just does instinctively without any effort. I wonder how hard that is for a guy like Ryan Bates, a guy like Cody Whitehair to relearn. So I don't feel bad about Coleman Shelton being the Bears center.
You want a tease for the pregame show?
Yes.
Let me say this to you.
Please.
I will ask Olin if he's ever attempted to snap left-handed.
Why would he? Unless his right-hand thumb was broken. You could.
It would probably wind him up just a tiny bit.
I wonder if that makes a center who is left-handed any more – does that – affect anything about his tendencies? Is he a better run blocker going to the left side? Is he
a
better run blocker going to the right side? Or does it have absolutely no impact? My guess is absolutely no impact.
Okay. It has something to do with something. Or you'd see it more often. It's got to be.
On the shotgun, it does.
They
wants to enter the studio with insight.
The spin of the ball.
That's instant offense right there.
There you go.
Instant insight.
Dave, who's getting ready to join us, who walks in and tells us, I know.
Off mic, on point.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
It's good, Dave.
I don't feel bad about the Bears' offensive line with Coleman Shelton as the center because I believe he's done it before at a high level or for a high-functioning offense. So I like the fact that he is here stabilizing this group. Maybe it won't last forever. Maybe the first Sunday I'll feel differently. But you need some stability, and he offers it.
Yeah, I agree. He's a veteran guy who's done it before. So therefore, you figure this is a guy that can step in. He's been a starter in the NFL. He was a starter last year for the Rams.
Yep.
So you don't feel like you feel like they're covered at that position. Now, you know, Doug Kramer, I don't think he's going to be on the game day roster, but I don't know. It'll depend on what Bates' situation
is. Will Bates be?
Well, that's
if
a
Bates
good question.
Isn't, he has to be.
You're right.
You need a backup snapper.
No question.
So he's going to take somebody's spot. Bates' health is as important this week to offensive line depth as any other. It's important this week. I don't want to qualify it as like more important than, say, Keenan Allen's or certainly not Montez Sweat's, but you're going to keep an eye on Ryan Bates' availability.
All right, we're going to get to Coach Wonstedt next. We'll ask him these questions. We'll talk to him about fixing the ballot box to make sure a guy is a captain. You didn't do that this time. Back away, David. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Dave Wonstedt, Bears head coach for 6 seasons.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
He has the greatest mustache you've ever seen.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause. The mustache.
When he hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank
next
you very
question.
Much.
Dave Wonstedt.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to have Coach Wonstedt with us in studio. And Dave, also a delight to have your access to people such as your former offensive line coach, Tony Wise. We talked to Tony. Dave, we're sitting here having a conversation about the center position.
Well, let's call it what it is, Mully. It was an offensive line meeting.
We had an offensive line meeting that Tony led mercifully. Very interesting. I hadn't thought about this, but he said two things that fascinated me. It's not such a dumb question to ask Olin if he's ever snapped left-handed, because Tony was saying guys will break a finger in a game and just convert and start snapping with their other hand. So I wonder if Olin has ever had that experience. We'll find out in the pregame. But he also said that the rotation off the ball doesn't have to be different whether you're right-handed or left-handed, because they'll go to a dead snap.
Right, yeah, I was not aware of that. I know that my grandson, my one grandson, Eddie Napleton, he's 10. I got him doing a dead snap because he's a shotgun, and he can't do the spiral shotgun snap, so he's doing a dead snap. Until Tony brought that up, he said that he was up at Notre Dame when Harry Hiestead was coaching up there before the
Notre
Bears.
Dame. Yep.
And before or after the Bears, and Harry had a center that was having some problems or whatever, and he went to the dead snap, almost, I guess, like a knuckleball, Mully, right?
Sure, yeah.
Easier to handle?
No rotation on the
ball. Easier to handle?
Easier to handle.
You think so?
And because I do remember when I was up at training camp and I was talking to the coach Flus about the right-handed, left-handed one and the difference and why you're working both guys. That's when Bates was practicing. You know, he made the comment that he's got to work both because on the shotgun snap, the spin of
rotation
the ball,
the
rotation is going to be different, right-handed, left-handed. And so Caleb needed to make sure he was comfortable with both. So then Tony brought up this dead snap, which is a whole different thought process, but apparently they are doing it. I wasn't aware of that.
It makes you feel a little better about the offensive line if you have one center that you get used to and one center that you trust. Where's your confidence in the Bears offensive line as we near the opener?
Well, a 5 out of,
that's low, Dave.
That's
low for the opener.
It's middle. 10 being
mid.
10 being the best. We've that position, we've probably had more guys miss, banged up, whatever reasons, from Borm all the way across the board. I mean, we've had different type of injuries and guys miss time. That's a position where you can't afford, with the limited amount of time, the limited amount of practice, pads, not pads, full speed work. You need every day and every snap to build that togetherness and to you know, better your craft, as we say. You know, just get better as a player. And so I'm kind of in the middle of the line right now with these guys.
You know, it's fascinating because it's the start of the season. There are very high expectations. The reality is that even if the Titans aren't as good, or if you feel like they've got a new coach, they've got new expectations. Like this, as much as you look at these things through the prism of your own team, the reality is that there are two teams trying to win this game on Sunday, and they're going to be searching every little thing they can to try to figure out a way to get it done, just as you're going to be doing everything you can to get it done.
Absolutely. You know, the matchup, I see two things with this game. Number one, you know, the head coach, Brian Callahan. Well, yep. We all know his dad, Bill. You know, Brian was born down here in Champaign. You know, Bill, they're Illinois guys originally. Bill is, and him and Tony Wise are real close to this mm-hmm. day. They talk back and forth. You know, Bill Callahan is known, arguably one of the top line coaches in the NFL, and has been. My point is that I don't know how well they're going to be able to run the ball with Tony Pollard. I think he's a third down back. He is explosive. He is explosive. The Titans running back.
He's pretty good, Dave.
But they're going to have some schemes. You know, they're going to force Fluce to make some defensive adjustments up front. I'm not talking passing game-wise. I'm talking with the run game.
They better stop the run first.
Because he's going to come up with some good schemes, and these guys are going to be they're going to play at a high level, their offensive line. They got the rookie Latham, I know, in there. But Sorensky, boy, we
Skaronski
love
Skaronski from Northwestern.
Great player.
Park Ridge coming home. You don't think he wants to?
Yep, great player. And so, you know, that's going to be something that the Bears are going to have to deal with. I do like the Bears in this area, though. You know, when you look at their receivers, Tyler Boyd, God, I recruited him out of high school, from Clareton High School, when he went to Pitt. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't sign him. I had left the year before, or it might have been 2 years. But my point is that he's been around a lot. We all know DeAndre Hopkins, great player, probably a Hall of Fame player, but he's been around a lot. I just don't know if their receivers, and Ridley can run, I don't know if they have the receivers with our secondary.
Right.
I think it's a good matchup for us. I think we'll be able to lock these guys down.
I think the question will come
down.
Ridley
has struggled since coming back from suspension, right?
Yeah, he struggled a little bit, but Will Levis is the guy that I think is the weakest link to that offense, potentially. Or the let me rephrase that, because it'll come out, he'll throw for 350. He's the most unknown factor, the most unpredictable element going into this game. What is he as a quarterback? They certainly trust him enough to give him the keys to the castle. Yep. But I just don't know if he's going to be a guy that is going to come through. He'll throw you the ball. I think if the Bears pressure him,
I agree.
And Fluce will come after him.
And I think they will pressure him because of what I just said. Fluce has got to love the matchup, you know, with our DBs versus this group of receivers, right? This isn't Jamar Chase and guys like that. Come on. I mean, this is guys that
Tyreek Stevenson and Jalen Johnson against Hopkins and Ridley,
and then
Kyler Gordon against Boyd the whole game, right?
You love it.
That's pretty good. You're right, Dave.
Yeah,
that to me is advantage Bears. Now the hidden factor, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but when I saw the Titans play in their preseason game, you know what jumped at me was Will Levis, his tucking the ball and running. This guy. From a run standpoint, now, listeners, I'm not making a comparison as a quarterback, but this guy's got a little bit of Josh Allen, tucked, a big, strong,
big.
Physical guy.
Yeah,
and when he tucks the ball,
I see what you see.
You know what I mean? He can make some plays with his feet, which obviously doesn't probably get talked about enough. So they're going to have to, you know, when you play man coverage and you blitz. You know, you got to be careful about the quarterback, you know, getting out of there and going, you know.
We got to get into the Bears offense and the damage they're going to do.
and the college football weekend.
Oh, because we got
thoughts
to
I want to get from your brain, Dave, because a lot that went on over the weekend.
Yeah, Northwestern won. I know. I saw it.
We'll be back with Coach Wattstedt next. Well, you know on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.